Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan says Congress needs to get the budget deficit under control before it considers any further tax cuts. Testifying before the Senate Banking Committee yesterday, Greenspan said allowing the budget deficit to keep growing would hurt the economy in the long run. The remarks could make it harder for President Bush to get his latest round of tax cuts through Congress, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The president has proposed accelerating the 10-year, $1.3 trillion tax cut that Congress passed 2 years ago. He also wants to eliminate the tax that individuals pay on stock dividends. He argues that it amounts to double taxation since profits are already taxed once at the corporate level. Speaking to the Senate Banking Committee yesterday, Greenspan said he agreed in principle with the president's argument and said eliminating the double taxation would do the economy long-term good. But he dismissed the argument that tax cuts are necessary right now to stimulate the economy.
Unless and until we can make a judgment as to whether, in fact, there is underlying deterioration going on, and my own judgment is I suspect not, then stimulus is actually premature.
Greenspan said the underlying fundamentals of the economy appear good right now, but he said growth is being held in check by continued concern about the looming war in the Middle East. Until the geopolitical risks are resolved, he said, attempts to stimulate the economy will probably be ineffective. The Fed chairman also stressed that Congress shouldn't even consider further tax cuts unless they're balanced by spending reductions. The federal budget, which was running a surplus 2 years ago, is now deep in the red, and the Bush administration is projecting a deficit of $304 billion this year. Sun Won Son is chief economist at Wells Fargo Bank.
Chairman Greenspan is clearly concerned that ballooning budget deficits will hurt the economy in the long run, not only in terms of a higher inflation and interest rates, but also simply divert resources away from the private sector to the public sector, making the economy less efficient and hurting productivity gains.
Greenspan's remarks yesterday could be a problem for the Bush administration. 2 years ago, some members of Congress wanted to use surplus revenue to pay off the federal debt. Greenspan suggested he thought cutting taxes was a better use of the surplus, and the support of the widely respected Fed chairman was seen as having helped turn the tide in the president's favor. With the surplus gone, the president is expected to face a tougher challenge getting his latest tax cut proposals through Congress. Opponents argue that the dividend cut would disproportionately benefit the wealthy. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle portrayed Greenspan's remarks yesterday as a reversal for the administration.
I think Alan Greenspan 2 years ago breathed life into the administration's proposal for tax cuts. Today, I think he made the kiss of death for the plan that was offered this year again.
But administration officials dismissed the idea that Greenspan's remarks were any kind of setback. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the latest effort to cut taxes was at an early stage, and he said the president believes that in the end he will get much, if not all, of what he has asked Congress to pass. And Senate Republican leaders told reporters that despite Greenspan's remarks, they would push for a vote on the plan by April. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.